WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're getting an inside look at the life of some of the Israelis taken hostage by Hamas at a kibbutz in southern Israel. 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz, who was released along with another elderly woman, has just spoken about her ordeal. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has details from Ashkelon.
She described how she was kidnapped on a motorcycle. She said she was taken inside a miles-long spiderweb-like tunnel system in Gaza. They treated us gently and they met all our needs, she said. They seemed ready for this. They prepared it for a long time. She said her husband was separated from her. He is still believed to be held by Hamas.
Israel Defense Forces says it struck what it calls more than 400 terrorist targets in Gaza over the last day. More aid trucks are making their way into Gaza, but humanitarian groups say it's not nearly enough. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Brian Lander of the World Food Program says the supplies are only trickling in.
We know that people are in desperate need of water, desperate need of food, desperate need of all those things that are primary for your survival.
And he says the situation will only get worse.
We know that people are running out of food very quickly. We are trying to get food into Gaza.
Hospitals are also running critically low on supplies.
House Republicans will vote today in their quest to choose a new speaker among the remaining eight candidates. Correspondent Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
In the run-up to today's secret ballot, many of the candidates were courting Donald Trump's support, including Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer, the GOP whip. He made a call to the former president and made a post online that he looked forward to working with former President Trump.
An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot is scheduled to make a court appearance today after allegedly trying to shut off the engines mid-flight on a trip from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. Paul Steven, among the passengers.
We were told there was an event happening. We weren't told what type, so what goes through your head is a plane issue, a pilot issue, a passenger having an issue. You don't know, and I think at least the sense in my area of the flight was it was panic.
After impassioned debate about when to allow travelers back, burned out sections of West Maui now set to reopen to tourism a week from tomorrow. Some locals say it's still too soon. It's do or die time for the Phillies.
That's a base hit back up the middle.
The Diamondbacks even the National League Championship Series at 3 games apiece with a 5-1 win in Philadelphia on TBS. The winner of tonight's deciding Game 7 will go on to play the Rangers in the World Series after Texas beat the Astros in Game 7 of the ALCS. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Adam Payne is off the job after just 10 months. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, Payne submitted his resignation to Governor Tony Evers on Friday, effective at the end of the day on November 1st. In his resignation letter, Payne cited wanting to spend more time with his aging parents as a major reason for resigning and thanked the Department of Natural Resources employees for their hard work and friendship. Two Wisconsin boys and their family traveled to Milwaukee this week with the goal of leaving with a Guinness World Record, and they did just that after building the world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. According to a WQOW report, the sandwich ended up being 10.9 feet long, 6.25 feet wide, and 2.75 inches thick. They reportedly used over 300 pounds of dough and 60 pounds of cheese to construct the record-breaking sandwich. The family also says local food banks benefited from the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it.
Good morning and welcome
There's
to the early As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. I didn't realize how warm it was going to be this morning until you mentioned it when I walked in.
76 degrees. And in a week it'll be November. Hey, you gotta take advantage of it for nothing more than for a day. But good morning to everyone, and I want to especially say good morning to Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee for joining us this morning. I want to introduce to many of you who are new to my show, my guest this morning. He's a good friend and a colleague, Joe McNally. He's a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator on Milwaukee radio and television. After graduating from Indiana University, Joe worked for 2 years at the Chicago Tribune and for 27 years the Milwaukee Journal, where he won National Headlines Award for consistently outstanding local column and numerous state and local journalism awards. And Joel has written a column since 1997 for the Shepherd Express, where he was also an editor for 2 years. Joel's broadcast experience includes working on Milwaukee Public Television as a contributing producer for Inside View, and for more than 20 years as a regular panelist on its weekly news roundtable interchange, amongst other things. And Joel, I didn't know all those things about you. I thought you were just a local Yoko. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, how's the weather down that way?
Oh, well, I'm jealous now. You tell me it's 76 here. I think it's only getting around 60 here today.
Well, it's only going to be 70.
Charlottesville, Virginia is where I hang out these days, and usually I can lord it over, Earl. But you guys are doing pretty good.
Well, it's only going to be 76 for a twinkling of an eye. and then in a week or so we'll be in our customary 40s, where we should be this time of year. Let me ask you, Joe, a lot to talk about. It's been a while. I want to begin with the strike in the auto industry. And what I can't understand, Joe, is there are more Americans who side with the corporations than with the people. What has happened in our society?
That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Yes.
To me, I really do think it is the demonizing of the labor movement that has been taking place for decades now in America. As you well know, I was a union organizer at the Milwaukee Journal.
Right.
And we organized a union there just in time, to tell you the truth, because, there was a time when the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel in Milwaukee were, really a great investment. As you say, I had a long career at the Journal, and I was actually an owner of the Journal. I was management. Imagine that. And because I held stock and I accumulated stock throughout my career there, when we go in to get our taxes done, our tax advisors really couldn't believe it, because that stock, throughout the time I held stock, which, as you say, was for more than 20 years, the stock never went down. Okay? And they said, no, that can't be true. Everybody knows that stock go up and down.
Right.
And, it'd be foolish just to think that they're always going to go up. It turned out to be ultimately foolish, but not while I was there. The entire time I was a stockholder, the stock always went up. And that was the running newspapers, running broadcast, radio and television stations, that was printing money. It really was. It just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And sadly, we now know that's no longer true, that newspapers, and especially local newspapers in this country, have been going out of business at a rapid, rapid rate. And that is shocking. And it is, unfortunately, I believe, what's contributing to the ignorance in politics today, the ignorance in both the national and in local Republican Party, which I think is rampant. Because people just do not know what's going on now to them through things like, the power that the corporations have over wages, the refusal to really pay employees what they're worth, and now really trying to replace them totally with robots and machines and artificial intelligence and everything else. So that you can run corporations and run businesses without human beings and without people doing the work. And that is what's happening in the labor industry, in the labor movement. We got to fight that, because I don't know what the economy of America is going to be based on when corporations no longer have to hire people to make money.
Joel, you and I, in our time, unions were prevalent and people were able to live middle class lifestyles, and they were,
that's what built the middle class. Well,
yes, and pensions, something called a pension, right? So people were able to, they didn't need to have degrees and all those things in order to be able to get that. And that was not just in urban centers. That was in rural parts of the nation and country as well, because the paper mills and all those kind of things. So now today you see people pushing back against the reformulation of unions. And I don't know where that comes from. And maybe it's because, Joel, they don't know the history of it. And they've been led to believe that people who work in unions basically, are just slough-offs and are being taken care of.
They're greedy. They want to be paid for their work. Imagine that.
it's not funny, Joel, because I think people don't really understand, as you stated, they don't get the papers the way they used to anymore. And so it's okay if a police and fire union, those people are okay to have unions and they're deserving of it, but others aren't. And I don't know how we fix that, Joe, but we've got to fix that.
Yeah, well, I think we're in the process of fixing it. I think you're right that there is a new union movement going on now. You know, the fact that Starbucks can organize unions these days.
Right.
Those poor kids that have to stand there all day, you know, making coffee drinks on their feet and are paid minimally. They're spending all day working there. How do they raise families spending all day working there unless they are paid a livable wage? How does anyone raise families working all day somewhere without enough pay to feed their families? We know that some professions in this country make a lot of money. Doctors, lawyers, things like that. How about the most important job that I can think of that anybody could do in America, which is to educate our kids and to teach our kids what's going on in this country, how it got that way, how everything they need to know to prepare them for good jobs in the future, whatever they may be. We know many of them are highly complicated technical jobs these days that require a lot of education. The teachers, and they've had the foreign unions to protect themselves, that is for damn sure, because the public is now out to demonize teachers.
You know,
the politicians are out to outlaw what teachers are allowed to teach, like American history, about how this country really came together, the racism in this country that is still ruining this country, that needs to be fought against. What is going on in this country?
Well,
just like the media is dying, the politicians are now out to make sure that teaching is dying.
Well, you know, Joe, when I look at the auto industry, and you know, it used to be the big three, used to be Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors,
yeah,
it's many
sure,
others,
right?
But for them to cry crocodile tears, Joe, that they're not making enough money. Have you bought a new car in the last decade?
Yeah.
Well, the cost of those.
and I know what you're talking about.
Well, yes. You know, I remember, Joe, when they moved those companies out of this country and took them overseas and
with the promise
that the American people were going to get a better deal, right?
Yeah.
That once they moved the jobs overseas, they certainly pay people less. And so that would be reciprocated to us, because
and we know why they moved the jobs overseas, because those overseas car companies competed with American companies.
Hey Joe, I need you to hang on. Joe, we got to go to break.
And we're taking over the market.
Hey Joe, you remember you used to do this? You were a talk show host. We got to go to a break. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll come back to you. Joe McNally is on the line. I'm glad he is, and we'll get to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Talking about the auto strike, union strike right now. We'll be right back.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, and one or two of those storms could produce some large hail at times. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, more rain and thunderstorms. Could be heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more. Our low 54 tomorrow. Cloudy showers, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's a beautiful morning.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, an award-winning writer and television personality and radio personality and an award-winning husband. We'll ask the wife that, Joe. We're talking.
Yeah, I think she'll support me.
We're talking about the union and the UAW that is striking the auto industry. And what, before we go to the phone lines, Joe, one of the things that I think we need to make sure that people understand who may not know. So I spent 34 years in the auto industry. And so I became a union member at the age of 19, and I get a pension that I've been living off of, that's helped me along the way because of a union that was able to fight for us when I was a young man at 19 years of age. And so what people, Joel, I think fail to understand is that when the unions were in their heyday, they made the non-union employers pay a better wage to people who were not unionized. And so when I hear people today saying that the UAW is being greedy and they feel for the major corporations, it's the ignorance of people not knowing the impact of what unions do. Is it safe to say that?
It is very safe to say that. The billionaire class is doing very well in this country. Don't even imagine that somehow corporations cannot pay people livable wages to work for them. That is not possible. Record profits in those corporations, that's what they do for a living, those corporations, is increase their profits. And one of the ways they increase their profits is to pay as little as possible. And we all know, what has happened to prices and living costs in this country to the cost of housing, to the cost of shelter, to the cost of food, to the cost of every single thing. Right now, of course, Joe Biden is blamed for all that. Joe Biden has not raised anyone's wages. believe me. And he has not raised prices on anything you buy. He hasn't.
He's not the guy who caused inflation. It's a global inflation.
The president of the United States does not cause inflation. The Fed, the central bank of the United States, tries to control inflation, and the bankers are the ones who are trying to control inflation. They succeed at it at times, and they fail at it at times. And we know what caused inflation in this country. It was a major factor over the most recent history has been Vladimir Putin and the Russian invasion of a neighboring country. The Russian invasion, which is supported these days by, believe it or not, and I still can't believe this, the Republican Party and the Republican nominee, most likely, once again, for President of the United States, who was elected President of the United States with support from Vladimir Putin and the Russian people, with their intelligence service spreading propaganda to elect Donald Trump, President of the United States, to embarrass democracy, which he has. Which he did during 4 years of the worst presidency in our recent history, which in fact shut down the entire country by failing to deal with what he knew and what his intelligence services had told him was going to be a deadly pandemic that would kill millions and millions of people. And he denied it. Instead of taking action to stop it and to stop it from shutting down the economy of the United States and the economies all over the world, Donald Trump, an ignorant man, tried to tell everybody it was going to go away any day now. And we know it didn't go away until it took a terrible, deadly toll on the American people and people throughout the world. And that's what you get when you hire and elect an ignorant man who knows nothing but believes he knows everything.
Hey Joe, we got to go to a break, so hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is my guest. We'll be right back.
CBS News Brief. After another day of bombings in Gaza, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning.
If Hezbollah makes the mistake of joining this war in a significant way, it will regret it.
The World Health Organization says nearly two-thirds of Gaza's health facilities are no longer functioning. Each of eight Republicans vying for the House speakership are hoping they'll win today's secret balloting. Among them, Michigan's Jack Bergman.
What I sensed was a need to move forward, because that's what the American people want from us. They want us to come here and work, and legislate.
Wildfire ravaged sections of West Maui will reopen to tourists a week from tomorrow. Mayor Richard Bisson says,
now this isn't for everyone. Those that are not ready to go back to work should contact their employers and continue to seek the help and the attention that they need.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
You drive different.